Welcome to Lakeside at Home. I am Pastor Andrew. Before we begin, I wanted to make a very quick announcement that you can now get Lakeside at Home on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts. It's of course just audio, but it is available in some more places, so you can listen to it on your drive or on a walk or something like that. So you can find it and subscribe there, and I hope it is helpful to you. Why are you a pastor? That was the question asked to me over a table at an airport. I was waiting to go to a conference, and one of the people who was picking us up, and we were waiting for another group, we were just chatting, and they asked me, why are you a pastor? And I stopped, because that's a question that I have answered many times in my life. It's a question that you have to think very deeply about before you become a pastor, about why you would want to do this and what your motivations are. And yet there was something about the directness of it that took me back, and I, of course, gave an answer. But I could tell in that question, there was another question, which was, why church? Why are you giving your life to this? Now, that's a question that I think has a lot of importance, and particularly at this very moment in time. We have been talking over the last few weeks about reconnecting to our friends, reconnecting to ourselves, and this week I want to talk about reconnecting to church. But part of talking about reconnecting to church is actually deciding why do it. Why go to church? Because the fact is that many people have been disconnected to church now for a year and a half. So what's the purpose of reconnecting? I did some napkin math, but if you take the amount of Americans who typically do go to church regularly, you have about half that, which is what we've seen sort of in the pandemic, we would find that 8 out of 10 Americans would not be regularly involved in any kind of church over this last year and a half. So there's a real question. Why should we reconnect to church? Now, because you're watching this video, I'm gonna assume that you have some desire or interest in that. That you're either part of our Lakeside community and watching this online, or you desire to go back to church. And so you might already have some great answers for that. And some of the reasons why you might not be reconnecting to church may be very pandemic specific, things like health and safety, perhaps some of the habits that have formed in this time, or perhaps just some ambivalence about groups of people and all of your entire emotional life. There's a lot of reasons people aren't reconnecting to churches in person, even if they are connecting virtually like you're doing right now. And of course, we could look at broader issues of religion in America, and we could look at the history of institutional religion like churches over the last 50 years, where most of us were alive and deciding things about going to church. And we could point to a lot of times when churches and institutions have betrayed trust. We think of TV evangelists who were more about money and not a whole lot about actual change for the gospel's sake. We can think of the Catholic Church and what has happened there, and just the heart-wrenching stories that have happened in that community. The same thing in the Southern Baptist Church, the United Methodist Church, not immune to controversy as well. So there might be a real question, like, why go to church? What's there about churches that's important? Well, there's a lot of research on this, I should say. There's a lot of research on religion in America, church in America. It's an American obsession, I think you could rightfully say, is the question of religiosity in America. Religion plays a very important role in American society. Whether you're for it or against it, it's a major force. So the Pew Research Center, they conducted a poll, and Pew is one of the premier social research institutions in the United States. They conducted a poll. They conduct a lot of polls, a lot of research on this question. In one recent one, they asked people what the most important reason they have for going to church. So people who went to church, what's their most important reason? It's perhaps the best way to say that. And the overwhelming reason that people gave to go to church was that they wanted to feel closer to God. There were other reasons, things like moral support for children, moral foundations for children, living a better life, but that feeling closer to God was the biggest reason that people go to church. And my guess is that that's also your reason, or at least one of your main reasons. I think it was close to 90% of people said that. And so that might be why you're watching this video today, because, you know, the reality is that our life, most of the week that we live with children and work and anxiety, it's very easy to feel disconnected to God. And so church is this one time that we decide purposefully to reconnect and join with others in that reconnecting to God. So that drawing closer to God, that's got to be primary to what many of our reasons for being to church. And I want to just personally say that I love when I have that feeling of encounter in a worship service, that feeling of God's presence. And sometimes that's just an aha moment in my soul. And sometimes that's a way the music will move me. Sometimes that's just being in the presence of incredible people. But I love that way that God reaches down through places like Lakeside and we can feel his presence. Another survey that I found, I wanted to see, well, how our church is doing this. And another survey that looked at a lot of Christians going to churches found out that those who regularly or sometimes go to church, 80% of them felt like church was helping them draw closer to God, that they were feeling God's presence at church. And so that's a pretty good statistic. Not everyone's going to feel God's presence. There's a lot of reasons people go to church, and sometimes people are dragged to church and it's not really their thing. So 80%, that's pretty good, this idea that people are feeling God's presence in church. But I also wanted to be real about some of the issues that many of us, you and really everybody, faces about church. And we've talked about a couple of them. One is the pandemic and the social situation this has created. Another is the history of the church and some ambivalence about institutional religion. United States, a lot of people will say things like, I'm spiritual but not religious, because they're ambivalent about a specific religious tradition, about jumping on board with an institution. But then there's also other reasons as well. So that Pew Research poll that I talked about earlier, they also try to dig into why people don't go to church. So people who rarely go to church, what were the reasons they gave? Well, if you asked a pastor and many church people why people don't go to church, the main things we will often identify is the message, the music, and welcoming. So those are the things that we'll often say. We gotta be better. The preacher has to preach better. The music has to be better. And we have to be more welcoming to people when they come in. And of course, all that's important. But if you take together all of those things and just say, okay, are you not going to church because you can't find a message, a music, a welcoming church? Only 38% of people who don't go to church say it's because they can't find a church that does those things, when you add all of those percentages together. So that means that 6 out of 10 people who don't go to church, I should say Christians who don't go to church, I should say that's part of what this is. So Christians, people who are Christians but who don't go to church, 6 out of 10 of them, it's not because they can't find a church that does those things well, that has a good message, has good music, has its other reasons. So what are some of those other reasons? Well, about 10% of those, a little bit more, aren't really sure about where they are in a faith. So they consider themselves Christian, but they're not really sure about it. Their belief is the issue. And then another 20-ish percent of people gave logistical reasons. They would go to church, but they don't because they don't have a lot of time or their health prevents them from coming. But logistical reasons, if you take all of the different logistical reasons together, about 20-ish percent of people, those are the main reasons they give for not going to church. But the largest group to answer one reason is that they practice their faith in other ways. So the largest single reason that Christians are not connecting in with the church is that they believe they practice their faith in other ways, which is basically saying, we don't need it. We don't need it. And I imagine that's something that everyone has wondered or felt at some point. Do we really need to gather here and have these buildings and have people like me and all of these things to practice our faith? Can't we? Maybe it even might even feel to us more authentic to just practice our faith going out and doing acts of service or praying regularly. Or you might say, hey, I practice my faith down at the lake when I see a beautiful sunset, or all of these kinds of things. We can find other ways to encounter God. God is not limited to what is here in a church. So if we can encounter God, if we can draw closer to God in other ways, then why come to church if church is about drawing closer to God? It might be easier for you to draw closer to God with your family around a campfire or on a beautiful mountaintop or something like that. So if church is about drawing closer to God, then there's a lot of other ways to do that. Why church? Why reconnect to church? I'm not going to go into the history of it. I really want to. But I want to actually ask a question. Is church really about drawing closer to God? I think in America, in the way it's developed over our centuries of religious life together for lots of different reasons, from the strong revivalist tendencies in our religious life that put an emphasis on that experience of the presence of God, to the marketplace of different religions and the way that has sort of made church like shopping. Church shopping is something that kind of came into existence here in the United States for the vast majority of Christian history. The idea of church shopping would have made no sense. But this idea that you go to the church that seems to fulfill, that seems to help you connect to God. And there's been some positive things about that, but that's changed things. I thought, though, that if that's what we're looking for, if what we're connecting with is that presence of God, then church is a place for it. But is there anything more here? Is there anything more about church than just connecting to God that's important? Well, I think before we go too far, we should be really clear that it is a lot about connecting with God. That's a major part of it, drawing closer to God. And I would actually challenge most people in my experience in life. And one of the reasons that I do this is that even if you can have encounters of the presence of God outside of religious community, they're typically not transformative. And we're going to get to that in a second. They don't change you. They typically are feelings of grace and feelings of wonder and feelings of kind of affirmations of God's love, but they might not push against you in any way or cause you to grow. In fact, I would say that it is very difficult to grow spiritually if you are not ever pushing up against anything. Let's dig into kind of the biblical foundation for that. So our scripture today comes from Ephesians chapter 4. And this is Paul writing about basically the purpose of this whole thing that we're doing. So God gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and the teachers to equip his people for works of service so that the body of Christ might be built up until we reach unity in the faith and knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. So here Paul is writing that we are gathered together as a body of Christ, as a church, so that we might equip one another for works of service, and so that we might be built up until we reach a unity of faith and knowledge of the Son of God and attain a whole measure of the fullness of Christ. So taken out of kind of the language of the day, what Paul is saying there is one of the reasons that we gather as a people and why we all have these different roles is it helps us equip one another for a life of service to God, which is not necessarily a life of comfort, which is not necessarily a life that we would pick without some prodding. The reality is that when you move with other people, you are more likely to do it. Think of all of the research about how much better it is to have a partner if you're going to habit change, all those kinds of things. That we support one another and that we're far more successful that way. But that we do that so that we can work in service and become a measure of the fullness of Christ, so that we become kind of Christ for the world. We're linked in that service, linked in that effort. He goes on, we will no longer be infants tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of people and deceitful scheming. Instead, speaking truth in love, we will grow to become in every respect a mature body of him. Again, speaking truth in love. Sometimes we need to hear truth about where we are and who we are and what we are really about in order for us to grow. And then he says, from him, the whole body joined together and held together by every supporting ligament grows, building itself up in love as each does its work. So what Paul is saying here is that one of the major functions of a church is not just this idea that we encounter God, we might be able to encounter God in a lot of ways, but that one another we support us becoming God's people, a full measure of Christ. And see, that's one of the things that I think is most powerful about what we are doing here. And one of the main reasons I'm a pastor is that we are actually saying this audacious, incredible thing that we believe that if we work together and through the grace and forgiveness of Jesus Christ, that as institutions, that we can become something greater. That it isn't just about our experience, about us feeling peaceful or good or grace in our life, that there is something to be done for the world. The body of Christ made manifest in the world. Why we connect. And so that to me is a major reason why we need to reconnect to church, whether we're doing this virtually or in person. Showing up for one another so that we can speak truth and love to one another. Showing up to be a different kind of community. Showing up to be people who work towards a common goal. And I know, we've got a lot of growing in those places to do. But one of the things that I love about Lakeside is that I believe that there's a real desire to do that. So if we want to be God's people, it isn't something that we can kind of do and other people will do and we'll kind of plug into. But it needs to be part of our desire, your desire, to be the body of Christ. That's ultimately what it comes down to, your desire, your personal desire to be the body of Christ. A light in the world. And your desire to live in a way that may be different from the way that you're living now. Your desire to work with others who may be different than you and believe different things than you. Because we are united in our desire to be the body of Christ, the enactment of love for the world. That's why we draw together. And sometimes you're going to come to church and you're going to go, I'm not sure I'm feeling it today. Sometimes you're going to come to church and go, I'm not even sure what this is doing. But slowly, that intentionality, that raising your hand and saying, here I am, God, this is what I'm about, this is what I'm doing, working on us, opportunities, us working together, growing together. We're not where we need to be as a church. I'm not where I need to be as a pastor. You're not where you need to be as a person. We are all growing towards that maturity in Christian faith. And so the answer, or the question, I should say, why should you want to reconnect to the church? It's because you want to be the church. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Friends, as I am recording this, a hurricane is bearing down on Louisiana. Now, I don't yet know where it is going to hit, but it really doesn't matter much, does it? That coastline, those cities have faced a whole lot in the last few years. So I invite you to pray with me. God, we pray for the people in Louisiana. And we pray for their safety. But God, the prayer that is most on our hearts is about being your body at work. So we think of, God, those that are already preparing, those in our United Methodist Committee on Relief and UMCOR, to go in there and to help. We think of the churches who are trying to figure out how to best serve their communities and make sure their people are safe. And God, we ask you to light the connections that we have to those in need, so that we might be part of your answer. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Thank you for watching or listening to Lakeside at Home. If you have any questions about what our church is up to, you can check our website, which is in the show notes or description to this video. Hear the benediction for this week. The light of God surrounds you, the love of God enfolds you, the power of God protects you, and the presence of God is with you. For wherever you are, God is.